Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa wala rabbi syahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlu luqtatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. How's everyone doing? Alhamdulillah, you can hear me okay? So I'm just having a bit of problem with this, hold on. Unpin video, unpin, cancel spotlight. Okay, that is, I think, a little better. There we go. All right, there we go. And I will pin this thing. Perfect. Okay. Can everybody hear me? Yes? Okay. Perfect. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalam. Bismillah. Sorry, there's a bit of a random just lag here for some reason. I don't know why. But all okay now. All right. Today we are going to begin our study, or conclude the last part of our study regarding what is the letters. And after we have done that, what we will do is we will embark upon the study of word patterns. Okay, so the syllabus, let me open the syllabus here for you. This is our week two. Last week we did not get a chance to do this or this, but today, inshallah, we will conclude the alphabet, the last remaining part of it. And after that, we are going to move on to the introduction to word patterns, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay? Sound is on. Yes, everybody, I'm sure, can hear me. Yes? Right? Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much. Just to confirm. Now, what we will do today is, before we begin, we will have a small activity, inshallah, that we will do. Okay, a small activity that we'll do, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, right here. Let me open up our friend Quran.com. Tell me if you notice a difference in the pronunciation of the two words. Okay? Two words I'm going to play for you. Tell me if you notice if there's a difference in the way they sound. Ready?
Washamsi.
Okay.
Walqamari.
Is there a difference in the sound of these two words? Yes or no?
Washamsi. والقمر والشمس والقمر.
They both have the al, right? They both begin firstly with a waw, correct? Wa. Then you have a alif and a lam, al. We're just going to call it al for now, okay? There's an al here. Hamzatul wasl and then lam. You notice that? It's there. And here again, it's right here. Both of them have the same thing. And then the word itself is a little different. But notice the sound.
Washamsi.
Washamsi.
Walqamari.
Walqamari. Okay. What do you notice? What do you notice when it comes to the difference? You notice the difference. That's great. Let's see. What do you notice? Okay. We have Sister Khawla saying, lam is not pronounced in one and the other. It is. Very good. Thank you very much. I'm going to copy paste what you're writing into the notes here. Both have way, but one does not have lam sound. Okay. both have wow. I guess that's what you were saying, correct? Sister Rasen, was it right? Okay. Lam pronounces by wa shamsi. Okay. Sukoon on lam. Oh, lam not pronounced when it's wa shamsi. Okay, thank you. Very good. I like that. Sukoon on lam. Very nice. I like that as well. He accents the second one. Okay, very good. It's not qam. Sorry, I don't get. Shadda on the scene. Sorry, shadda on the sheen. Very nice. Thank you, Sister Vidad. Excellent. It's qam. It's not qam, it's qamari. Okay, very good. All right. Excellent, excellent points that you have noticed here. Jazakumullahu khairan. This is exactly the point here. The lam, this is waw alif lam, alif with the hamzatul wasl. Waw alif lam, alif with the hamzatul wasl. In this case, the lam is completely skipped. It's not even pronounced. Washamsi, as if it didn't even exist. Here the lam is pronounced wal qamari. All right, I think you have noticed that lam is pronounced in one and the other. Lam is not pronounced in one; the other it is. Both have wow, but one does not have the lam sound. Lam not pronounced by washamsi. Excellent. Sukoon on lam, shadda on the sheen. Excellent points. This is something to interesting to note. If I could say something like lam is not pronounced in one and the other, let me add something here, my own. If you take washamsi, right? Washamsi. Washamsi, so the keyboard is not centered, that's what I'm mistyping here. All right, there we go. Is pronounced like this. Wash sham si. Do you agree with that? Right. And wal qamari. Is pronounced like this. Wal qamari. Agreed? Disagree? Agreed. Great. Is there a typo? The meme is fatha, not kasra. Oh, thank you. Yes. Jazakallah khairan. Oh. Welcome. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you very much. Okay. So that is correct. Lam here is pronounced. Lam here, not pronounced. Is the al present in both words? Is it present in both words? It is. Absolutely it is. Okay. And this is an important little point to make, because this is a Quran pronunciation and tajweed rule. Okay. A Quran pronunciation and tajweed rule. It does not have a direct bearing on Arabic grammar. Does not, because you, as you can see, it doesn't change the meaning. Doesn't affect the word grammatically. But it changes this pronunciation quite significantly. And at times, this change in pronunciation becomes an obstacle for a student who learns it in Arabic but can't find it or can't apply it in the Quran. That's why we want to point this out right away, and make sure that we all understand what this is referring to. This is not pronounced, but the al is there. The al is there. What's very interesting is the observation here. Sukoon on lam, shadda on the sheen. If I was to go here. Okay, let's annotate this. All right. You notice the lam is missing the shadda. It's got nothing on it. I'm sorry. The lam is missing the sukoon. There's a shadda on the sheen. That itself is a hint that this is not pronounced and this lam is not pronounced. It just joins straight to washamsi. That itself is the hint. Is that always the case? Yes, indeed. When you see this in this script of the Quran, that is always the case. The lam will not have a diacritical mark on it, or a tashkil. Okay, sukoon will not be on it. Wash. This is how many units of pronunciation? Washamsi. Wash. Shamsi. Okay, the sheen is twice, right? So keep in mind, let me break this. This is the sheen with the shadda. The first sound is wash, correct? That is one haraka. Then shem after that, that's the second sound. That is also one, right? This shem after that is one haraka. See, is C is one haraka. All right, excellent. If I was to look at wal qamari, where is it? Here, I am, this is a waw with a fatha. What letter is this? Thank you. Hamzatul wasl. Do I pronounce Hamzatul wasl or do I skip it? Skip or pronounce? Skip, perfect. Because we have a wa before that. Great. So you skip this guy as if it's not even there. And this wal is how many units? It's one. Okay, great. Qa, one. Ma, one. Ri, one. All right. That is our, that right there is the lam being joined. All right, great. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. And the key sign, the shortcut, the trick for us is the shadda on the sheen tells us lam is to be ignored. And the sukoon on the lam tells us lam is to be read. So that is an excellent little shortcut that we will, inshallah, note down. Wait a minute, clear all drawings. Okay, this is a good shortcut. Shadda on letter let's actually write this over here. When the word has al on it. When the word has al on it. Sometimes the lam is not pronounced. For example, والشمسي. For example, how would I read this? This word, how would I read it? Anybody help me out? At-tawbatu. Very good. At-tawbatu. Excellent. Very nice. Jazakumullah khairan. Sometimes the lam is not pronounced. Okay? And sometimes the lam is pronounced. For example, والقمري الحمد. Why is it pronounced at-tawbatu? Hold on to that question, brother Adam. Okay? There is no tashkil on the alif. Okay. There is no tashkil on the alif. This is a hamzatul wasl. Remember, or in the tutorial, I mentioned that the hamzatul wasl in the Quran, or I'm sorry, in modern Arabic. If I go to tutorial, where's the tutorial? Okay, this right here. In newspaper Arabic, Hamzatul Wasl is just written as an alif. Okay? As-samawat is written as alif lam samawat. So here, what I have is, this is a Hamzatul Wasl. Would this Hamzatul Wasl be pronounced or skipped? Pronounced, because it's beginning the sound. The hamzatul wasl, the alif. Correct, Ali? Like it's the alif is being pronounced. At tauba. Right. I would add, make it a little easier for us. At tauba, like that. Correct. Maybe I'll add it here as well. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdu. Okay. This, is that clear, right? Okay. This does not mean that the al is gone. The al is still there playing its grammatical role. All right? It's still there. Its grammatical role we'll learn, inshallah, in a few minutes. It's just not pronounced. It's just not pronounced. Okay? These letters where lam is not pronounced are called huruf shamsiya, because washamsi or ashamsi is the sound. Like that's the way we remember it. Okay? And these letters where lam is pronounced are called huruf qamariya, from wal qamari or al qamari, just as a shortcut for us to remember them correctly, inshallah. Okay, so that is how we have our thing here with regards to what is happening with these huruf. What's happening with these letters? It does not mean the L is gone. the shortcut for us to know when the lam is not pronounced is if the Quran's script, excuse me, if the Quran's script has a shadda on the letter after lam. You see this? The letter after the lam is a sheen, shadda on it. Letter after the lam is a ta, shadda on it. That's a shortcut. Sounds good? And the shortcut for the other one is if the Quran's script has a sukoon on the lam, as correctly pointed out and noted by our students, alhamdulillah. So that is basically what is happening here. All right. Let us do a quick activity, shall we? Thank you, Sister Vidal, for saying one for yes. Okay. I want you to tell me, is this a, what type of a word is this? Is this, okay, I'm going to read it. Let's do this way. Okay. This would be al-insani. Qamari, yeah, very good. But you know that the terminology is not critical for us. I'm going to actually request if somebody wants to read this out loud. Okay? Can somebody, you can unmute your mic and read if you want.
Al-insan.
Mashallah. Al-insan, right? Or al-insana. جزاكم الله خيرا. You pronounce the lam. This is Qamariya. How is this read?
Al-Baladi.
Al-Baladi. Thank you, Brother Musa. Al-Baladi. Excellent. This is a Qamariya, right? Lam. It has a sukoon. Excellent. Someone want to read this one?
Al-Jannata.
Al-Jannata. Excellent. Shamsiya or Qamariya? You can write Q-R-S. Q. Very good. Shamsiya or Qamariya? Qamariya. Someone want to read?
Al-Hakimina.
Al-Hakimina. Jazakallahu khair. Shamsiya, Qamariya? Qamariya. Someone want to read?
Al-Khasiruna.
Al-Khasiruna. Jazakallah khair, Brother Adil. Let us go to this word. Shamsiya or Qamariya? Qamariya again. Someone want to read this?
Al-Yammi.
Al-Yammi. Jazakallahu khairan. Very nice. Shamsiya or Qamariya? Shamsiya. See the shadda on the ta. What dini? Is the alif and lam there? Is the al still there? It's still there. It's just not pronounced. Great. Shamsiya Qamariya. Shamsiya. Very good. Someone want to pronounce this? Hard one.
Al-Thulathani.
Excellent. Al-Thulathani. Very good. Shamsiya Qamariya. Very nice. Qamariya. Someone want to pronounce this?
Al-Mustaqimi.
Al-Mustaqima. MashaAllah. Zakallahu khairan. Very nice. A few more. Shamsiya Qamariya. Shamsiya. Very good. And lastly, someone want to pronounce this for us?
Al-Zalimina.
Al-Zalimina. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was awesome. I'm really happy, mashallah, that you participated. You know, everybody who's participating, some of you maybe aren't able to because it's hard, you know, you can't type or you don't have the opportunity perhaps to type. Alhamdulillah, you know, for me, it's so awesome to see people typing and reading. This is how we can stay engaged in the learning of Arabic. This is a pretty hard thing that we're doing, alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah to make it easy for us and we ask Allah to reward us. But it only becomes easier when we're participating actively. If it becomes even for a moment or a few moments passively a person is learning, then immediately the ability to retain the concepts goes down. Okay, so I'm trying to mix in as many activities as I can, and I really, really appreciate when you participate in them because that allows the class environment to remain engaging and the learning to be optimal, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, everybody, again, for participating. May Allah accept from you all. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, so this is what we have. There are 28 letters. 28 letters. In the alphabet, 14 letters are Shamsiyah, and guess how many are Qamariyah? 14 letters are Qamariyah. What a nice split, even split down the middle. Okay, very interesting. Now, you might be wondering, why is this even? Why are they pronounced this way? Why is a letter pronounced washamsi or attini, attauba? Like, why is this even a thing? Okay, so it's not absolutely not a requirement to memorize them by head in any way, shape, or form. I don't even know them by the top of my head, but it's just your intuition will be able to tell you this and this is that, inshallah. Okay. As you develop intuition, it will be able to inform how you are able to, how you pronounce these words much, much easier. What's the reason? The real reason is the place of origin. This is a tajweed thing, but I'm telling this to you as an FYI. The place of origin of the letter, the place of origin of the letter, for example, the ta, is very close to the lam. Thus, one is skipped. Okay? Al-tawbah is quite hard to say, because they're both like from the same place. At-tawbah, a little easier to say. Someone said it makes the pronunciation easy. You are correct. Done for ease of pronunciation. And this is an important point. In Arabic, as we will see, there is quite a few grammar rules that we will have to learn. And the reason why we're learning them is because that was the easier way to pronounce that word. Okay? So, that is sometimes the primary reason why something is the way it is. But that's okay. We want to learn all these things so that we can understand the Quran. And these are blind spots that we don't want to be, blindsided by. Okay? So that is that. Walillahi alhamd. Jazakumullahu khairan. Any questions about this before we move on to our next topic? No questions? Excellent. Or maybe I'm jumping the gun here. Someone is typing questions. Oh, alhamdulillah. We also have the tutorial still for questions. So don't you worry. Okay. I will now display to you the textbook. I have not uploaded the textbook because I'm just putting some finishing touches on it. I think I will have it ready by the end of the weekend. And then you will have it, inshallah, in your available on the portal. The portal also, I cleaned it up a little bit. I realized like the original setting was quite like ridiculous. I think now it's a little bit easier to navigate. Just made it so where you can get the course notes, tutorial notes, the live classes links, etc., etc. Okay, and I will upload the book when it is done. And the book might be coming in like a couple of like installments. You know, maybe like the first five chapters and then the next five and the second bit. So inshallah, notes are all combined into one. Yes, the notes are all in one, and I always upload the latest version. I export it, I clean up the formatting, and I upload it there. Bi'idhni Allahi ta'ala. Okay, so I might type it like randomly, but when I upload it, I clean it up, make sure the fonts are okay and all that jazz. All right, barakallahu feekum. That said, let us embark upon the next thing. You know, I feel like, you know, the guy from the UFC, right? When he starts the fight and he's like, and now. So now I feel like that guy saying, and now we are into the part of the Arabic class that is actually Arabic. I see lots of UFC fans are here. Okay, mashallah. Three categories of words. In Arabic, we have three categories of words. Okay, here they are. Ism. Fi'l. And harf. Ism, fi'l, and harf. Okay, let us go to the textbook. How many of you have heard of this categorization? Just say yes or no. Awesome. Okay. So there's a good mixture of yeses and nos. That's great. That's what I wanted to see. Okay. Three categories of words. Ism, fi'il, and harf. Let us explore what this is referring to. What this is referring to is the scholars of Arabic grammar, the classic scholars like Ibn al-Ajrum, or Ibn Malik, these scholars who wrote the main books of Arabic grammar to codify Arabic grammar, when they embarked upon this journey, they classified the language as such. Ism, fi'il, and harf. And then went about explaining all about each of those categories. Okay, so this is a old, time-honored classification. This is actually how scholarship in Islam works. Alhamdulillah, like some of the most amazing educational minds were Muslim scholars. How they thought about pedagogy is actually really, really awesome. Alhamdulillah. So you look at like fiqh, for example. Fiqh has this very, very distinct, very clear order. You start with water because you need water to make wudu. And then from wudu and ghusl, you go to salah, and then so on and so forth. So it's a very logical sequence. Likewise, in Arabic grammar, there's a very beautiful sequence. This is the sequence that the scholars of grammar, such as Al-Ajrum and Ibn Malik and many others, have established. So that's what we're going to start and navigate our journey with. And in fact, these are the three. Every word in Arabic that you can find can be put in one of these three buckets. imagine there are big buckets, like three categories. You can put them in one of these three. It's either an ism or a fa'il or a harf. That's essentially what this is referring to. The question is, what exactly is an ism? What exactly is a fa'il? And what exactly is a harf? I think also the question is, maybe we'll type these questions out, right? All words in Arabic are either ism, fa'il, or harf. Okay, that I think is a pretty, that's the point we were just making right now. But the questions that logically arise from this is, what is an ism? Maybe I'll just write it in. Fa'il. The apostrophe is to denote the ayn, by the way, okay? So apostrophe that I'm putting here is to denote the ayn. And harf. What exactly are these? The second question I think we would have is, how do we know a word is an ism, fa'il, or harf? And I think the third question that's equally important is, why do we care? Okay? We'll try to answer. The answer of question two, by the way, is like the study of Arabic grammar. Okay? So this is a, you know, like the $1 million question. Like this is a question, the answer of which is all of our studies. But we will slowly unwrap and unpack this. Why do we care? It's because when we are able to differentiate between the different categories and slowly develop the intuition. Intuition is important. Develop the intuition slowly but surely. That is when you are able to understand the meaning. That's where you're able to understand how two words, their meaning comes together to form, you know, the intended purpose of what the speaker or the author is intending to say. All of that happens through this process. So we care about this because this is how we will understand and make meaning. This is how we'll make meaning of what is said in the language. What is an ism, fa'il, and harf? Let us proceed and look at this. An ism's closest approximation in English is a noun. Okay? However, ism can mean many things in Arabic. It's not precisely a noun. It has its many things in Arabic. So it's a place. For example, a real place in the world, for example, not like real or unreal, but an actual place in this world, like Mecca. Okay? Or a place in like the next life. For example, Jannah or Jahannam. These are all ism. Person. It could be a human being like Adam. It could be a jinn like Iblis. It could be an angel like Jibreel. These are all person. They're all ism. It could be a group of people like the righteous. It could be a group of people like the disbelievers. These are all ism. Okay? It could be a thing. It could be a thing that's like concrete, book, prayer, heart, etc. It could be a thing that's an idea, like an abstract thing, such as guidance, doubt, misguidance, etc. These are ideas. It's not like I can touch this, or this is guidance and this is misguidance. It's not an object, right? It's an abstract idea. That's all ism. It could be adjectives, last, first, painful. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They have a painful punishment. The adjective describing the word punishment is also an ism. Okay? It could be an adverb, quickly, slowly, etc. All of these things are what? What is it? Ism. Okay, thank you very much. All of these are ism. Fantastic. We have two non-exhaustive ways of an ism can easily be identified. Okay, two non-exhaustive ways. What do I mean by non-exhaustive ways? That means there's more than two. And these are just two that are, I guess, the most straightforward ones. Okay. This is something that, for example, Ibn Ajun mentions in his book, والاسم يعرف بالخفض والتنوين ودخول الألف واللام وحروف الجر. For example, he mentions a few things. Two of them is the presence of the تنوين. خفض والتنوين. The presence of a تنوين. Do you remember تنوين? What's تنوين? Give me an example of a tanween. Double zabar, two fatha, two kasra, two dhamma. There we go. Right? Those are tanween. The presence of a tanween. Or the ability to accept a tanween. Don't worry about this part just yet, please. This is a part we'll come to right here in this week. When we come to this week, I'm inshallah going to, if Allah gives us the life to see those days, I'm going to come back and ask you to remember the definition here. And then we will we'll talk about why I said this, ability to accept it. Okay? But right now, what we're concerned about is presence of a tanween. The second non-exhaustive way is the presence of al. Remember al? Alhamdulillah, Al, we now know very well. He's a good friend of ours now. So the presence of Al allows us to identify an ism very, very quickly. All right. Let us do an activity. Okay. I'm trying to think which one should I use. Should I use Quran.com or Tanzeel.net? Okay, let's do Tanzeel.net. Okay. Votes are for Tanzeel.net as well. Okay, great. I'll make sure my Quran script is the correct one. Uthmani. Okay, very good. All right. Annotating time. let's identify the ism in this passage, Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay. So as you can see, for example, the name Al-Fatiha ism. Yes. Why? From the two ways that we have Al, right? Al, very easy. Also, sometimes I'm going to ask you by meaning. I think the meaning will tell you as well. For example, Allah, ism, yes or no? Yes, it is an ism. You are correct in saying it is an ism because it is, actually it's called Lafzul Jalala. The name of grandeur, the name of glory. Okay, this is something that just by its meaning we know is an ism. Okay, Ar-Rahman, ism. What's the reason? Al, very nice. Ar-Rahim. Likewise, ism because Al. Alhamdu. Ism again because of Al. There's more ism here. I'm going to skip a few. Don't worry. Al-alameen. Again because of? Because of Al. Fantastic. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim we did already. Maliki yawmiddin. Ad-deen. Right? This is a huruf shamsiya. Ad-deen. Pronounced, the al is not pronounced, but the al is there. And it is an ism because of the al. Okay, very good. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. As-sirata is one ism because of al. Al-mustaqim is another ism. They're pronounced together, right? When you pronounce them, you join everything. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Correct? But they're different words. And this is something we have to start to, like, our brains will slowly start to process that, oh, all the sounds are joined, but this is a word, this is a word, this is a word. That's a very important first step, by the way, towards actually trying to understand what these words mean. Right? As-sirat al-mustaqim, correct? This is, this is shamsiya, and this is qamariya, as very correctly pointed out. Even if al is pronounced, is it still ism? Al is pronounced, al is not pronounced, it's an ism. Okay? It doesn't matter if the al is pronounced or not, it's an ism. The pronunciation is just pronunciation. What about ism in bism before Allah? Good question. Let's ignore it for now, Saif. There's a few things there I will ignore just for the sake of keeping the point intact. You know, with Arabic, there's a friend said something very interesting once. He's like, it's like peeling layers. I'm like, yeah, it's like peeling layers of onions. Every layer you peel, you cry. So I don't want to peel too many layers altogether, lest you start crying. Just joking. But the idea is, let's take it step by step, inshallah. Okay? So as-sirata al-mustaqim. Okay? Al-ladhina is al-ladhina a ism? Al-ladhina is an ism? Yes, correct. We pointed out. Al-ladhina is an ism. It has an al. Okay? Very good. Ghayril maghdubi. Ghayril maghdubi. Al-maghdubi. Likewise, because of al. Wala al-dallin. Al-dallin. Likewise, because of al. Fantastic. Okay, so that's a good one. Alhamdulillah. We're able to spot some of the isms fairly quickly. Let us find Surah Al-Ikhlas. Okay. Of course, the name Al-Ikhlas clearly is ism because of the al. Okay. Qul huwa Allahu. Of course, we have covered Allah. Allahu. That's an ism. Ahadun. Ahadun. Ism? Yes. Why ism? Tanween. Fantastic. Allahu Samad. As-samadu. Ism because of al. Very good. Is lam an ism? Is lam an ism? Not an ism. Doesn't have al, doesn't have tanween. Is yalid an ism? Not an ism. No. No al, no tanween. Wa, the wa is a word. Wa. Wa is an ism? Not an ism. Lam. Again, we covered that. Not going to repeat it. Yulad. Is it an ism? Because it doesn't have al, it doesn't have tanween. Same thing, we covered wa, lam, yakun. What do you think? Not an ism. Lahu. Not an ism. Kufuwan. Yes, why is kufuwan an ism? Tanween. Right? The tanween. This is the reason. Right there. Ahad. Again, ahadun. Same word, but we'll repeat it for, you know, for ourselves. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. So that's awesome. Alhamdulillah. Really good that we're able to now spot what is and what isn't an ism based on these two basic rules that we have here. Presence of tanween, the presence of alif. Okay, great. Alhamdulillah. So tanween doesn't have to be on the last letter for it to be an ism. Tanween is on the last letter. Which one did you think was on the last letter? Kufu one. Oh, good question. Can someone tell me why kufu one, the tanween is the way it is? Can someone tell us why the tanween is this? Ah, very good. Thank you. Papa. Sorry, one second. Please move out of the way. Thank
Baba.
You.
Mm. Baba, can you keep my purse in this box?
Thank you. Yes. Okay. I have delivery of randomness toys. Alhamdulillah. I'm guarding toys of some kids over there against the others. All right. Coming back to the topic. Kufu one. Kufu one. That's how two fathas are spelled. That's how two fathas are spelled. Ameen ya barakallahu feekum. That's how, when you write two fathas, you have to put an alif after that. That was our spelling rule. Okay? Lahu is not al, Brother Musa. This is la and hu. It's not al, so we will not include that in our ism. Okay, is that clear? The brother who asked the question, the chat has gone past quite a bit. But the Saud, I think, right? Yes. But the Saud, is that clear? Kufu one. Okay, so if you go to this, remember this idea, when we were covering the tanween, spelling and reading rule. Spelling, add an alif to the end. If you notice, the tanween sits on the letter jim, but the alif is there at the end. Because that's how you spell it. That's how it's spelled. Clear? That's why it's kufu one. Similarly, two fathas are put on the waw. And because the spelling dictates you have to add an alif at the end, you add an alif at the end. How come it's not just a noon? Tanween? It's not just a noon? That's how tanween is. It's two fathas. That's just the way the language works. Right? That word in particular. So tanween is on the end, right? This is waw is the last word, or the waw is the last letter, kufu one. But you have to add an alif at the end of the sentence. No, it doesn't have to be at the end of the sentence. It can be anywhere in the sentence, right? It can be anywhere in the sentence. You know, for example, min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Notice that. Ghasiqin idha waqab. All right? Alhamdulillah. That's an excellent question, but the mean doesn't have to only be at the end of the sentence or the end of the ayah. Can really be anywhere else. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very much. Great question. Okay, we get to fi'l. We talked about ism. Now we're going to go talk about fi'l. Fi'l is an action that takes place in time. Okay? Time. Very important. Part one. Its closest approximation in English is a verb. However, in Arabic, a fi'il has an actor that is part and parcel of the fi'il. Very important second note. Okay? What do I mean by that? Okay? So, Give me some verbs in English. Some verbs in English. Give me some, please. Run. Give this three runs. Subhanallah. Is this like a... is this something of a Freudian slip? Eat and sleep. Okay. I endorse eat and sleep. Oh, man. Okay. So, how about if you were to say giving... And running, eating, right? Or run. Okay, that's how it is, right? In Arabic, praying. Oh, they're protesting. Okay. All right. Fi'l. Fi'l in Arabic would be like this. Okay? He runs. It'd be like, or he runs. He gave. He or she will eat. Just changing it up a little bit. The pronoun, the actor, is part and parcel of the actual word. It's there inside the word. Okay? It's inseparable from the word. That's what makes the fi'l a little different than the verb, because the verb in English is just run, giving, eating. Whereas the fi'l needs a time, okay, which is true in the verb as well, but also it needs an actor, the one who is doing this action. Okay? It's just built in. Okay? So that is fi'l in Arabic. It needs this time and action. For example, the verb to know in Arabic would include the time and the action. He knew. What's the time for this? Past, present, future. Past. Very good. He knows. It says present, right? This is past. Oh, man. Yeah, that's an A, believe it or not. The actor is he, correct? Again, the actor is he. She knew. Well, who's the actor? She, right? And knew is past or present, future. This is past. They will know. Who's the actor? And will know, funny, is the future. All right? So that's how the fi'l is. Okay? Fi'l is something we will spend a lot of time in semester 2. Also in semester 1, don't you worry. Okay, we'll have the word patterns are full of fi'l. But the real, like, fi'l, like it's in its real, you know, form, throwing all its punches, will come in semester 2. Okay? But don't worry. By the time it comes, we will be ready to take those punches, inshallah. Harf is a word that neither qualifies in the future, inshallah. It neither qualifies to be an ism nor a fi'l. Okay? It's a word that neither qualifies to be an ism nor a fi'l. So if you imagine those three buckets, bucket 1, bucket 2, and bucket 3. The bucket of ism, you put something in it. Okay, this one can go in it. Can it go into bucket of fi'l? Can go in it. It then ends up by default in the bucket of harf. Whatever is left over, essential. Okay? That is the definition of a harf. Neither qualifies to be an ism, nor a fi'l. It is consequential for meaning and grammatical purposes. So it's not like a useless thing you just toss around. Okay, it actually has significant importance. But it is not a ism or a fi'l. It's just whatever is not an ism and fi'l ends up being a harf. Okay? So in, on, fi, on, ala, thumma, yes, inna, surely, all of these are harf. All of these are huruf. Wow, excellent. Okay, so that is our basic look at what is a ism, a fi'l, and a harf. This is a lot of, like, it's when you are opening up like the topic, you will have naturally questions about the next parts of it. Okay, so like I said, we'll take it step by step, step by step. This is the first time we're opening this door, and then inshallah we'll slowly walk through this door step by step. Okay, now I want you to tell me, here's an activity that we're doing. Okay, activity is, do you notice something similar between, or something similar in these words? Okay, ready? I'm going to type a few words in Arabic, of course. Hold on, let me do something here. Making me look like a miskin here, sorry. One second. Let me insert the table here for you. I think it's a... Allahu Akbar. There we go. Oh no, where to go? Spoke too soon. All right, there. Okay, question for you. Take a minute to see, do you see any similarities in these words? Okay. Don't write the answer just yet. Just let everybody have a chance. Okay, so we have some thoughts. The columns are just for the sake of reading. There's nothing common between the columns, okay? I just put the columns the way they are because I wanted to put this all on the screen while maximizing the font size. That was the only reason, okay? All are nouns, that's an opinion. Same root word, ha, meem, and dal. Okay. By the way, if you get something wrong, please don't stop participating, okay? If you get something wrong, don't be like, oh, you know what, this is so embarrassing, I don't want to type anymore. Please, continue to type, don't be discouraged, okay? Mix of nouns and verbs, okay, good observation. But the similarity really is not in its breakdown of ism and fi'l. The similarity really is the letter ha, meem, dal. You notice that? The letters ha, meem, dal. Ha, meem, dal. Ha, meem, dal. Ha, you got the idea, right? Not meem, ha, meem. Mm-mm. No. Ha, meem, dal. This order. If I was to number this 1, 2, 3. Right? This order of the words is in this, or the order of ha, meem, dal is in this order. 1, 2, 3, like that. There could be something before, right? Something before, like that. If I can just get it right, inshallah. There could be something before again. There could be something after. There could be something before and after. There could be something in the middle. All of these things could be there. But 1, 2, 3. Ha, meem, dal. In that order. In that order, it shows up. Did you all see it now? Ha, meem, dal. Just that part. Don't worry about what it means. Just, can you see that? Ha, meem, dal. In all of them. You can see that, right? Okay. Now check out something else as well. Something interesting and unique. Let me save this. Check this out. If I was to type the meaning, Alhamdulillah, praise, Muhammad, the one praised excessively, Ahmad, the one praised a lot, Hamidun, the ones who praise. Hamidaka, he praised you. Nahmaduhu, we praise, we are praising him. Mahmud, the praised one. Notice a word that's repeating. Praise. Exactly. Okay. That word is like repeating in every one of them. Sorry, just give me a sec, please. Okay. You know what I did, right? The parents are like, we know what you did. I was just yelling at my kids to be quiet. Sorry about that. I'm trying to keep the volume at a controllable level. Praised. The word praised is repeated again and again and again. So the similarity is actually common letters ha, mim, dal, and shared meaning, praise, right? Notice alhamdu is an ism or a fi'l. Alhamdu is an ism or a fi'l. Ism, right? You can tell by al. Muhammad, by meaning, you can tell me it's a Muhammad is ism. Ahmad, by meaning, so it's a name of a person, ism. Hamiduna, a little trickier. But you can guess, because I'm seeing the ones who, it's talking about a group of people, right? Still an ism, right? It's a group of people. Hamidun. It's a little tricky, but that's okay. If you didn't get that one, no problem, because it doesn't have an al or a tanmeen. You're right. It does not have an al, no tanmeen. Just by the meaning, if you think about it for a sec, you're like, yeah, you know, it's a group of people. Now that's what part of an ism. It's a group of people as well. Okay? Hamidaka. He praised you. What do you think? Fi'l, right? What's the actor of this fi'l? The actor is he, correct? And the time is past. Nahmaduhu. You might hear this in the khutbah. Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. That is that. We are praising him. This is a ism or fi'il. We are praising him. Praising him is a fi'il, correct. And the actor, who's doing the praising? We, right? And in what tense? Present. Mahmud. Hard one, a little bit trickier. But think of the meaning. Sure, it doesn't have al, it doesn't have tanween, but think of a person named Mahmud. Right? It's a ism. Okay, great. That's awesome. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. So you can see it's a mixture of ism and fi'l. It's not all the same. But the common letters is a similarity, and the shared meaning is a similarity. Is that now, can you see the similarities now? Yes? Alhamdulillah. This is our segue into our next chapter. Okay? This thing. Word patterns introduction. This is our segue into that. Root letters. This definition I have actually copied from Wikipedia. Okay? And it's quite, I'll tell you why I copied from Wikipedia, okay? Definition. The root or the roots of verbs and most nouns in Semitic languages are characterized as a sequence of letters. What's a Semitic language? What's a Semitic language? Languages of Semitic people. Great. Hebrew, Arabic. Great. You know, there's a joke that a teacher gave an exam to a student and asked him, you know, so like the student, it's a long exam, and the student is like done in 5 minutes. Like it's just 5 minutes. The exam is supposed to take an hour. This kid is done in 5 minutes, and he's not even that sharp. So a teacher looks at the exam, and every answer the student writes, Allah knows best. Allah knows best. That's that answer. What is a Semitic language? The language of Semitic people. So, he got 100%. This kid's a smart one. Now, the jokes aside, Semitic languages are actually it's actually predominantly Arabic and Hebrew. There's others like Aramaic and some others, I think, but predominantly Arabic and Hebrew. Okay, these languages are characterized the roots of verbs, which is fi'l, and most nouns, isms, are characterized as a sequence of letters. Such roots are used in the formation of actual words by adding the vowels and non-root letters generically following specific patterns. What is this guy saying? Okay? What he's saying is that the roots are a sequence of letters. Ha, meme that they're critical in forming they appear in verbs and most nouns, ism and fair. We see that in ism, we see that in fair. They're used in the formation of actual words by adding vowels and non-root letters. You see that? Vowel is added, another vowel is added, non-root letter is added, meme. All of these are added to make actual words following specific patterns. This is the key. This is the key. They follow specific patterns. And that's what we're trying to learn. It says also, it's a peculiarity of Semitic languages that a large majority of these roots are triliterals. Can you guess what a triliteral is? Triliteral. Tri means three. Literal is letters. Exactly. So three letters. It says it's a peculiarity that the large majority of roots are how many? Three letters. Some are four letters, quadriliterals, and in some languages, two letters, but in Arabic, no, not in Arabic. That's the Wikipedia definition of Semitic root. It's quite interesting, actually. If you look at Arabic, see, kataba and katab in Hebrew. Katabna, we wrote, katabnu in Hebrew. Yaktubu, he writes, yiktub in Hebrew. Very fascinating. They're so like similar sounding, eh? All right. Now, we don't really care about all the Semitic languages. We're only concerned about Arabic, inshallah. Okay? So, in Arabic, in Arabic, all fi'l have root letters. All of them. All right? Remember fi'l? Do you remember fi'l? Fi'l is a action. Verb is a good analogy. It's an action in time with an actor. Okay? Verb, if you said, alhamdulillah, great. But every one of a fi'l has a root letter or has root letters. They're either three. This is the vast majority. If I was to put a percentage, an educated guess, I would say 99%. And then there is four letter roots, those are rare, and five letter roots that are NA in the Quran. Don't come in the Quran, those words. Okay? Examples of a three letter root fi'l. Kataba, he wrote. Kabura, he became big. Kharaja, he exited or he left. Example of four-letter roots. Zalzala. He was shaken. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. That's a four-letter word. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Waswasa. Four-letter root. Itma'anna ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. To become stable, to become, to reach a state of stability and peace. That's what, that's the image Allah wants us to imagine. A person whose heart is remembering Allah is like that. Its heart has found peace and calm. Ishma'azza. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ اشْمَأَزَّتْ is to be disgusted. When Allah is mentioned only and nobody else, no other gods are mentioned, the people who associate partners with Allah, they are disgusted by that. SubhanAllah. So this is something about the fi'l. Okay? Most ism have root letters as well. Not all, most. Okay? These are either three, vast majority, 99%. Four letters, rare, or five letters, they don't actually exist in the Quran. Five letter roots of ism. Okay? This is the thing that we are trying to learn from this, that the root letters are a feature of Arabic and Semitic languages. Okay? And then most of the root letters are three. Or let me rephrase this. Most root letter sequences are made up of three letters. Okay? The other thing also is all fi'l have root letters. Most ism have root letters. This is a lot of info. Don't worry. We'll process it. You will make total sense of it. Just right now, I'm writing it down. Just acknowledge it, inshallah. We will process it down the road. Bi-idhnillah. Okay. Look at this ism. Al-kitab, the book. Al-kibr, arrogance. Al-khuruj, exit. The exit. All of these have the same roots, right? Ka-ta-ba. Correct? Kaf-ba-ra. Alhamdulillah. Kha-ra-ja, khuruj, kha-ra-an-ja. So all of these have the same root. The four letter roots, az-zal-zala. Yahdikum Allah wa-slibalakum. Az-zal-zala. See, za-lam-za-lam. Itmi'nan. Ta-mim-hamza-noon. Al-firdaus. This is paradise, right? Paradise, al-firdaus. Fa-ra-da-an-dal-an-seen. Firdaus. That is the root for that. So, examples of ism with three letter roots, ism with four letter roots. Now, let us also mention that the harf do not have root letters. The harf do not have root letters. This is the basic introduction to what is root letters in Arabic. We will actually discuss the examples of this on Thursday. Because if I was to do it now, you would just like collapse on the computer or your phone. But also our time is up. Okay. But this is something that we will speak about extensively on how we can take this understanding and implement it to words. Because you know what happens, right? When you are able to take this understanding, you can take a root letter and you can see how the words are so interestingly related, and each of these words you can make dozens of words out of. So when you understand one root properly, it's not just that you learn one word. You end up learning hundreds, actually, hundreds of words. So it's a very powerful way of acquiring vocabulary. It's also a very powerful way of navigating or starting to see patterns inside the language and then your own reading of the Quran. We will denote root letters as following: R1 for root letter 1, R2 for root letter 2, R3 for root letter 3. So to conclude, tell me, what is in this, the words that we were doing before, what is root letter number 1? What's R1? R1 is ha. R2 is mean. And R3 is that. Okay, alhamdulillah. That is today for what we'll cover, inshallah. We won't go more than that. A quick recap of what we just covered today. We covered the topic of huruf shamsiya and qamariya, and how that the lam is not pronounced in one. And the other, it is pronounced. When it is not pronounced as a shamsiya, when it is pronounced, it is qamariya. Shortcut is the shadda. It tells us not to pronounce it. The sukoon on the lam tells us to pronounce it. Okay. This does not mean the al is gone in any way, shape, or form. The al is there, but it is just not pronounced. Then we spoke about the three category of words: ism, fa'il, harf. We spoke about how we can identify ism. We can identify ism using al and tanween. Fa'il is a verb. Verb that has a actor with it. An action that has an actor with it. A harf that is everything else besides that. Okay? And we did this activity with Surah Fatiha. We did this activity with verbs. And then we started our slow entry into understanding family of words, word families. And we began by looking at root letters, and we figured out that when you have root letters, common letters and shared meaning is what is achieved. Okay? Walhamdulillah, with that we will conclude our class. Jazakumullah khair, everybody, for coming out and participating. This is a topic that is not 100% straightforward, but don't you worry, we will be idhnillahi ta'ala master it together, and it will be awesome, inshallah. Okay, don't get frustrated if there is something you don't get right away. To be honest, most difficult things are like that, and in Arabic, because it's a foreign language, has so many differences. Don't worry if you don't get something right away. Bi idhnillah, with practice, with patience, with looking at more and more examples and patterns, definitely you will get it, bi idhnillah ta'ala. All right, jazakumullah khair, everybody, for coming out. Inshallah, I will see you all on Thursday. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.